Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Reignite Men's Lives. I am your host, Michael Hilton, and I am just sliding you in my sun visor because I forgot my headphones again. So I've just come out of the gym. You can head back home today. What day is it? We're Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. So a lot of people in the world will be getting excited because it's Friday today. Most people get excited around Thursday. It's getting closer to Friday. Friday comes around. Enjoy Friday evening, Saturday, and then start getting the ump Sunday morning, Sunday lunchtime, because they've got to go work Monday. Don't live your life like that, guys. Life's too short to live your life like that. So I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to share about today. And, couldn't really think of a great deal, really, what to share. I'm being as consistent with these, just sharing insights and things through my journey and helping people and people I come into action with. And, the thing that came up for me when I was sitting here was like the time you spend with people, because that's come up quite a bit recently. Now, I'd done a video a little while ago because people say, you are the average, your net worth is your network. I don't know, something along those lines. And, I kind of agree and disagree to a point, the part where I disagree is, it's like, you've got to remove people from your life that are not successful, right? Well, my wife's not successful in business. She's a very successful mum, but she's not successful in business. And this person that done this video before was talking about, you want to be successful in business, you've got to remove people that are not successful in your life and bloody, 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 blah. And, I've done a video saying, my wife's not successful. What do I remove her? My boys are not successful at the moment, financially and in the marketing world, in the business world. Do I remove them from my life? Do I just remove everyone? But then I kind of see that maybe I got it a bit wrong there. And maybe that person possibly did as well. I don't know what message he's trying to get across, but what I do see is spending time around like-minded people and people that are on a similar journey to you. So this Sunday I have my meetup that I do a meetup, how to create a more fulfilling, successful life, and I just get a bunch of people turn up, not all men, not at all, predominantly women. And I enjoy spending that time with women. Most of my work nowadays is with men and how men can create more consistent results across some four key areas of their life. And also as well about exploring deeper into masculinity and what being a man is and what masculinity is and how guys can break free from this stigma and these fucking misunderstandings we put on ourselves and who we think we need to be in the world that's creating so much pain and suffering. So, I do work with women too, but it's not as much as it was. And it's bizarre, right? This is really bizarre, because if you'd have asked me a year and a half ago, two years ago, I didn't want to work with guys. I was just like, I ain't interested in working with guys. Just women are more acceptable to this. They're a lot easier to get on with. No, I don't want to work with guys, they're egotistical. Fast forward to now, and predominantly most of my work is with guys. But I see it's important to spend time around like-minded people. I think it is an important factor in growing as a person. I've recently joined a community, and this was one of the reasons why I wanted to join. I've joined a community myself, but recently why I've made that decision to do the Man Cave, because I want to connect like-minded men that want to grow and expand in the four key areas of their lives, and also grow and expand in their understanding of masculinity and what it is to be a man in today's world, and to be better fathers, better husbands, better leaders, better men. So I see this as an importance because, we're all craving this deeper, meaningful conversation. We're all craving to have depth and weight to our conversations. Some of us build up such this facade. Some of us build up these layers, these masks that we hide behind, to avoid those conversations because we don't see the value in them and then we think they're weak. I know of particularly a few people I could count of like that I've spent time with, and they, you know, they'd rather talk about lampposts than they would about anything with any kind of emotion or meaning or anything like that, you know, because they're just emotionally shut off and they think it's a sign of weakness. They don't want to show emotion. Somewhere along the line, they've created this misunderstanding that, you know, showing your emotions is a sign of weakness. What most people don't understand is fucking hiding behind how you're really feeling and not sharing it with the world is a sign of weakness, because it's like, oh, I could do this myself, I've got all the answers. And I know plenty of guys, and I was once like that myself, you know, and still, well, I say once, sometimes still can be, guys, you know, like, you know, there's elements where, you know, I think, well, I know best here, or someone else will talk about something that I know, and I feel, you don't even know what you're on about, I know, you know, I know what's best there, and I catch myself nowadays, you know. And what I say a lot of the time, guys, is, you know, it's not that I live a perfect life. I strive for excellence, but excellence isn't perfection. You know, and excellence for me is being excellent at being imperfect, to being excellent at allowing myself to make mistakes. And when I do make the mistakes, I spend less time in those mistakes. You know, it's okay to make those mistakes, but I spend less time in those. I learn from those. I never used to learn from them before. But I don't spend as much time in that. I don't spend as much time playing a victim. I don't spend as much time, you know, blaming as I once did. So this has come through great coaching and mentors, and also come from being around like-minded guys, you know, guys that are not going to buy into my bullshit, guys that are not going to, are not just going to sit back and listen to my story. You know, I share this with you, and I shared it with someone the other day, and they were like, oh, wow, how did that make that guy feel? So I was coaching a guy, and I may have shared this story before, but I'll share it again because it's got a lot of relevance to it. So this guy was, you know, he had a business, he lost his business, people were stealing off him, and yeah, basically his business went under, he lost all his money, basically because he wasn't, this is the story that he told, you know, I had a business, I lost loads of money, people were thieving off me, bloody, 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 blah. So he shared the story there, right? That's the story. Now, what he failed to leave out of the story when he told people that he was addicted to cocaine, drinking, doing all the things that he was doing, not really paying attention to what was going on in the business. Like, if you're giving your business full attention, you're going to know when someone's up to something, right? And he wasn't doing that, right? And he was just leaving it to others. The money was rolling in, enjoying the money, and then bang, it exploded, right? It's that wake-up call, getting smacked around the face with a 2x4 to be woken up about how he was living his life, because it was a different journey. But he was playing out this story. So every time he didn't feel great or something come up, he would come on to the Skype call and he would start sharing that story. He would start telling that story, right? So anytime he felt bad, he's like, well, you know, these guys, I'll just, what they done and this and that, you know. And I just sat there one day and stared him in the eyes. And I've heard this story thousands of times. And he shared the story and I just looked him in the eyes and I said, I'm getting fucking bored of this story. Are you yet? And you could see that he didn't really like that, right? You could see there was a bit of a, oh, you know, and it made him feel uncomfortable, right? It made him feel uncomfortable. But my job there at that moment was not to buy into his story. Because I said to him, and he was like, oh, okay. Like, and I said, listen, how many people do you tell that story to that you meet? And he goes, fucking everyone. I said, now how many people put their arm around you and go, poor old you? You know, it's terrible, isn't it? Oh, poor old you. And he goes, everyone. I said, yeah, because you're not telling the full story. And that's now become your story, right? So every time you feel down or not great or anything like that, you go back into that story, right? That is the story you've created that's keeping you trapped in this bubble. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, let's work on trying not to tell that story. Can I make a suggestion? This is just a suggestion. I said, when you interact with people, don't drop into that story. Because the more you drop into that story, the more you drop into the victim mentality, and the more you drop into that victim mentality, the poor old you, right? But this stuff comes from being around people that hold you to a higher standard. You know, things have started moving forward in that person's life, and it was like, oh, you know, things are going great. Of course they are. I could always see that was potentially possible for you, but it's whether you stepped up to the plate. You know, I'm not going to hold you in that. I'm going to hold you to a higher standard, not how you think you see yourself, but how I see you. Right? So, and I want the same for me. I want to surround myself with people that are going to challenge me and support me. People that are going to support me. People that ain't going to poo-poo your dreams and the visions. I spoke to someone before and they were like, oh, you know, I've shared what I'm going to do with this friend. And every time I said it, they're like, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. And they said, I come away from that conversation really doubting myself. I said, yeah, because you're telling your vision and your dream to the wrong people. You're telling your vision and your dream to people that have no vision or dream. Right? If they've got no vision or dream in their own lives, how are they going to see anything that's possible for you? Because and it's not about you, it's about how they're seeing life. So, you know, might be mindful who you're sharing this stuff with. Be mindful who you're spending time with. And here's the thing, you know, I used to spend 80% of my time with people that are not on the same journey as me and not interested in what I'm interested in. Right? And I used to get angry and resentful and I used to get pissed off and blame them for that. Until the day I see this, I'm like, my God, right? This is about me, right? If I want to have these conversations with people, I need to go and find these people that I want to spend time with. If I want to be more impeccable with my word, I need to find guys that are more impeccable with their word and spend time with them. Right? Not that they're going to make me be that, but you spend more time with people that have been impeccable with their word, it's going to hold you to a higher standard. And the higher standard always comes from within. It's about you. You know, this is about you holding a higher standard within yourself, right? But it's only going to help if you're around people that are doing the same thing, right? If you're around people who are always lying and cheating and doing that stuff, then it just becomes a lot easier for you to do that because you lower your standard of living. That's it. So I see this. 80% of the people I'm spending time with wasn't necessarily lying and cheating, but they're just not want the conversations that I want, right? And 20% of people that I was hanging around with was having those conversations. So I flipped it. So I started spending 20% of my time with my friends and things like that that just weren't interested in this, right? And that was fine. And I started spending 8% of my time with the people that were on a similar journey, guys that wanted to level up, men and women that want to spend more time, you know, looking and expanding and growing, not thinking they've got all their shit together and don't really need to have those deep and meaningful conversations. So it comes back to the 80-20. You don't have to cut these people out of your life, right, unless you really want to, but what you can do is spend less time with them and spend more time with the people that are supporting you, right? This is why I created the Man Cave, right? Because this is like a community of guys that are on a similar journey that want to grow and expand, right? And we create a community of 80% of people that really kind of, well, 100% of people that just want to be there. You know, if you're not that kind of person, you're going to come into the Man Cave when it opens up, you're just going to kind of be like, this ain't for me, right? Because you're not going to want to do the work. You're not going to want to interact. You're not going to want to play full out. You're not going to be open to maybe being coached around areas that you're struggling with and maybe, you know, looking at different things in different perspective. So guys, considering I didn't have really much to say today, I've rambled on for nearly 14 minutes. So a couple of things before I go. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, please give us a little like and please give us a little review. It would be really helpful. It's literally going to take you a few minutes. Like and share with anyone that you think this could be helpful to. Again, I'm not going to go on about it too much more because there's not many spaces left for the Man Cave. There's a few spaces left that I'm looking to fill. If you want to become a part of a community of men that want consistent results across the board in their life, consistent results, then hit me up on Instagram and Facebook. Guys, create a fun, love and extraordinary day, and I will speak to you soon. Take care.